The scripture of this service is the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Love never fails, but if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of more than 7,800 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Peru, Honduras, Bolivia, El Salvador, Argentina, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, Chile, Brazil, Mexico, Panama, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, the Philippines, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, India, Mongolia, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Burundi, Rwanda, Nigeria, Tanzania, Botswana, Swaziland, Cote d'Ivoire, South Africa, Sudan, Burkina Faso, Ethiopia, United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, Netherlands, Russia, Belarus, Dagestan, Ukraine, Estonia, Kazakhstan, Sweden, Ireland, Greece, and other countries, and branch churches and local centers in Korea, and members who are attending this service through satellites and internet, and all the TV viewers, and GCN TV viewers, and Manmin TV viewers. This is the 19th session on spiritual love. When you go to heaven, if you can take one thing with you, what would you like to take? What do you think of? Even if you can take something from this earth, actually, it's useless in heaven. No matter what kind of thing that you value, values them, it's useless in heaven. Suppose you take gold. Will it be useful in heaven? In heaven, the road on which you step on are pure gold. The gold you take from this earth will be of no use. As you listen in the Sunday morning service, it's pure. Just what kind of jewels are decorating New Jerusalem? Also, even the most valuable object in this earth cannot even be compared with anything in heaven. Even the things that you like and cherish so much on this earth can never be better than anything that you have in heavenly dwelling places. What God the Father has prepared in heavenly dwelling places is so beautiful and precious. God understands our hearts and prepares the best things with all his effort. When the Lord comes back again, only our spirit and spiritual body will go up. But there is one thing that we take from this earth, and that will be so valuable in heaven. That is love. It is the love cultivated in our heart while we are living in this world with tears, sorrow, and sins. Love is something that we can take to heaven and something that we can possess forever in heaven. Therefore, I hope that you will not set your mind on anything on this earth, but I hope that you will bear only this love in your heart. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may joyfully find yourself in the embrace of the Lord, like a beautiful bride who is filled fully with love in your heart. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is getting towards the end of the lectures on the chapter of spiritual love. Looking at the spiritual love chapter as a whole, from the verse 7 onward is the conclusion. In the verses 8 to 12, which we will begin to look at beginning today, it talks about the eternal nature of love. It emphasizes that only love is eternal, and love is the greatest. Why does the spiritual love chapter end with explanations on the everlasting nature of love? When I began the lectures on the spiritual love, I told you about the background as to why this chapter was written. This message is a letter from the Apostle Paul to the Church of Corinth. In the Church of Corinth, they had an argument about who was greater. In this situation, Apostle Paul wrote to them to teach them that love was the best, not spiritual gifts or other God-given duties. So, after explaining about love in general terms, he emphasized that love is the best at the conclusion of the chapter. He was urging the believers to cultivate love more than anything else, because only love is eternal and perfect. Now, let's delve into the actual contents. Verse 8 says, love never fails. When the human cultivation is over and we go into the heavenly kingdom, all things of this earth will disappear. Revelation 21, verse 1 says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. Well, we will look into this soon in the lecture on Revelation, and I will give you the detailed information about it. Not only the heaven and earth and seas, but also all the things that belong to the flesh will disappear. What is flesh? It is everything perishes and changes. All the things of the flesh of this earth will finally disappear. Even the intangible things such as wealth, fame, and authority will also disappear. Psalm 103, verse 15 says, as for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. Even the most beautiful and fragrant flowers will wither. Even the greenest plants will also become yellow someday. All fleshly things change and finally disappear. Also, when we go to heaven, all the sins and darkness such as hatred, quarrels, envy, and jealousy will disappear. In heaven, there is no evil. That's because all the evil spirits that have been practicing control over the darkness during the human cultivation will be confined in the bottomless pit. And today's scripture says, if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. These things are neither flesh nor untrue, but they are spiritual things. So why do they cease? That's because in heaven, we don't need them. Verse 10 says, but when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. When our Lord comes back and when we are caught up in the air, all these things, which is partial, will be done away. Heaven is in the spiritual realm and is a perfect place. In heaven, we will come to know everything clearly. Prophecy, tongues, or knowledge are needed only when we live in this earth with a limited body. Now, we know about things to come through prophecies. You know all the things which will take place in the history of the world through my lectures. It has been done just as I prophesied, right? Through the prophecies in the Bible, we know the Lord is coming back again. We know that there will be a judgment and that we will go into the heavenly kingdom. When God lets us know through revelations, we know the things about this world and the situation of this world. Also, we may know about the things of this spiritual realm of or the will of God. But we can know these things only partially. Even though we communicate with God clearly and prophesy, it is completely different from understanding everything in heavenly kingdom in the future. On this earth, we can know only what we see, hear, or touch. Still, we cannot know everything perfectly. But the spiritual realm is completely different from physical world. Because our physical bodies will change into a body of spirit, which is spiritual body, there will be no limitations of the body. Even about the things that have not taken place yet, we can know transcending time and space. We can also read the mind and heart that is not seen by eyes. Therefore, we can even talk in spirit with plants and animals in heaven. It's not that plants and animals actually talk, but they can express thoughts in various ways. Animals will read our mind and do cute tricks. Some trees may wave their branches and the flowers will give out their fragrances. God's children can read the mind of animals and plants through these things. Also, in New Jerusalem, where they have the clearest inspiration, they can understand each other's hearts even without speaking. Also, they understand so correctly in spirit, and there is no misunderstanding. Before Adam committed sin, actually, when he was a living spirit, he could rule over all things. That's because he knew about everything and communicated with God. But since his fall due to sin, his spirit died and he became a man of flesh. Then he couldn't communicate with God anymore. Even on this earth, those who receive works of demons and other evil spirits can tell what happened in the past. They can also read the thoughts of a man. Because demons are spiritual beings, they can read the mind and thoughts of men of flesh. But They cannot read the thoughts of a man of spirit. Only God knows. Then, in the heavenly kingdom, we will become spirit itself. And how much clearer will we know everything? So, when we listen to this message, you have to understand it correctly. Okay? Even though I said they understand the will and heart of men of flesh, it does not mean that they know what will take place in the future. They do not know. Only God knows what will take place in the future. So, we will clearly understand the heart of God, the Father, and the Lord as well. We will even understand what the Father's heart was like while we were being cultivated on this earth, and what kind of heart the Lord had when He was taking the cross. The things we know through prophesies on this earth are minor. So when the perfect comes, the prophecies will be done away with. It is the same with tongues. Here, tongues refers to different languages. Now, we have many different languages on this earth. Actually, there was only one language for all mankind. But since they built the Babel Tower to stand against God, different languages resulted. Not to have this kind of unrighteousness again, God confused the languages. Since then, people couldn't completely understand one another. To talk to others who speak different languages, we have to learn their languages. To share the heart and thoughts, we need a lot of time and effort. In case of our mission teams, you know, when we go to overseas countries, the language is the most difficult one. Sometimes we have to go through, translation twice or three times. When we go to, Israel, we have to translate it into English, and that into Russian, or Hebrews, or into Arabian. In 1990s, when I went to Africa, I had the meeting in Tanzania. I had to go through, four-time translation. From Korean to English, English to their own native language, twice. Two different, African tribe languages. So the translation should be done, interpretation should be done by four times. I believe that tribe was Maasai tribe. Because they had their own language. So how difficult it is. In case of the mission teams, they go to many other countries. To have the translations and to prepare praise songs in local languages, they have to put in so much time and effort. It's not something that is done very easily. So when we go to Israel, the Hallelujah Praise Mission have to prepare many praises in different languages. In Korean, in English, in Russian, in Hebrews, and in Arabian. And sometimes in French and in Russian as well. They have to prepare their songs and praises in many different languages. So when they go to different churches, they have to praise in different languages. Sometimes they have to praise in English. Sometimes they have to praise in Russian or Hebrews or Arabian, depending on what kind of language they use in their church. If we go to the church where many, African people live who speak French, then we have to, translate my sermon into French, and they have to praise in French. So you have to pray for them a lot so that they can praise many different language praises. Even though you enjoy your holidays, they can't. They have to practice. Because they have to practice many praises in different languages. Of course, even if we speak the same language, we can understand other people's hearts and thoughts completely. Even if we speak very fluently, it's not easy to convey our heart and thoughts 100%. Because of words, we may have misunderstandings and quarrels. There are also many mistakes in words. But if we go to heaven, we don't have to worry about these things, because there is only one language in heaven. So there is no need to worry about not understanding others. Also, the language in heaven consists of only good and beautiful words. That's because in heaven there is no evil. Because the good heart is conveyed as it is, there cannot be any misunderstandings or prejudice. And they don't have any thoughts of the flesh. They don't have any idle thoughts. They only have the thoughts of spirit so that they can understand each other perfectly. In each word there is contained consideration, love, and service for others. Also, it is eloquent and beautiful, and it touches others' hearts. Even the words of the best speaker or announcer of this earth cannot be compared with the language of heaven. It is the same with knowledge. Here, knowledge refers to the knowledge of the Word of God. When we live on this earth, we diligently learn the Word of God. Through the 66 books of the Bible, we learn how we can be saved and gain eternal life. As we read and hear the gospel, the Word of God, we understand what the will of God and what the truth is. We also learn about God, who is Spirit, and we learn about the spiritual realm. But when we go to heaven, we will all just understand everything about what we are learning here. Therefore, in heaven, we will not learn the things of this earth, but the deeper things of Spirit. We learn the things that we couldn't really understand on this earth because of the limitations of the flesh. For example, you who are in this earth, church are learning about the spiritual spaces. It is actually very deep spiritual knowledge, and it's not easy to understand. It's the same with the sign of Jesus walking on water or stopping the sun and the moon. We cannot understand it with the worldly science or knowledge. So, to make us understand better, God gives us hands-on experiences to see them and touch them. He touches us slowly, step by step. I mean, you can believe it because you have hands-on experience on them, because you have experienced these miracles. You believe it without no doubt. Now, how long years have passed since you come to this level? Some people, of course, believed it at once, but some other people took like more than 10 years to believe them. And for the long years, they have seen many miracles and signs that our Father God showed to them. That's why you can believe them. No matter how many words I speak, unless people see them, they cannot believe. Now, can they really be understood with the worldly science and knowledge? The science and miracles that our Father God shows, can they understand with the worldly science? But you can believe because you have seen them for a long time. But when we go to heaven, we will not have any limits of this flesh, so we can understand the spiritual things that are limitless. We will understand how God created the heavens and the earth and all things in them with His Word, and how the spiritual realm is managed, and so on. In the Sunday morning service, who was the youngest student, I mean youngest man in history of Korea to get the highest certificate in Chinese characters? Even before she entered elementary school, she got the first degree certificate. Do you know how he did it? The newspaper clearly explained, but I didn't explain to you. It is simple. He loved it so much. And he wrote it down again and again, again and again. The more difficult, the better he liked. In less than 2 years, he memorized more than 3,500 Chinese characters. So, this child uses, you know, Chinese characters. For example, seeing is believing. Then, this guy is using, you know, Chinese old phrase. So, the parents feel difficulty to, in a conversation with him. Well, he loved it. That's why he studied it. And he just practiced it over and over again. He wrote it down again and again. And then he became the youngest man in Korean history to get the first degree certificate. Now he will, he can enter any university with some, he will enjoy some advantage. So, if you understand and learn the spiritual things of the spiritual realm over and over again, then you can understand them better and you can believe them better. The knowledge of the truth and the knowledge about the spiritual realm are so vast. The knowledge that we gain on this earth is really minute in comparison. It is merely what we need to receive salvation and go to heaven. For example, we hear and learn and practice such words as love one another, do not envy, do not be jealous, and so on. But in heaven, there is only love, and thus we don't need this kind of knowledge there. So, do you think you need faith in heaven? Everybody believes. So why do you need faith? You don't need to say, you know, keep, you know, have spiritual faith, because you already have it. You already cast off every form of evil. Do you think you have envy and jealousy? Since you know everything, so there is no need for prophecy or tongues. With the knowledge of this earth, we are only partially able to understand about heavenly kingdom. That's because God has taught us only to the extent that we can understand heaven is a good place and we can have hope for it. You know many things about heaven and hell. After you read the book, after you listen to the lecture on hell and heaven, you know many things about heaven and hell. And all the people around the world also know about heaven and hell if they read the book. If we are to write about heaven in detail, even the 66 books of the Bible would not be enough. And now, is there anybody who is worrying about that you still have to study even in heaven? In heaven, we don't study with boredom or difficulties. The Spirit is wise, and He can understand easily. Also, it is rather joyful to learn, because we can understand things that we were not able to understand on this earth. When we go to heaven, we will be wiser and more intelligent than any good scholar or doctors on this earth. So, gaining a lot of knowledge on this earth is not the important thing. The knowledge of this earth is only partial, and it will be done away with. Whatever knowledge you have in this earth, you have to study a lot. Even if you remember or understand or know about more things about this earth, like, you know, many fields, like piano, like athletes, I mean, and all the sports, all the knowledge, technology, science and stuff. How can you understand them all together? Music, sports, economics, politics. You have to concentrate on a couple of things, right? We have many geniuses. Please look around. There are many geniuses in this church. Yesterday, Sister So-young Lee, she is a genius that all the news media recognizes. She played the piano in many broadcasting systems in this country. She was interviewed by many people and many media. I'm not sure if she is world famous, but she is a genius. When she played the piano, did you see her, you know, look at, you know, any a paper? No, she didn't. When she came to this church in the beginning, she was led to church at the hand of her mother. But she now walks by herself, going back to her seat after playing the piano. She can see well now, that much. She came to this piano. I mean, she came to this church when she was not able to see. And by the time when she was not able to see, she can play all the hymnal praises without looking at the, you know, hymnal book. She memorized all things. She, you know, played the piano backward with her hands in the back. And she plays very well. So she is a genius, that I say. We have many such people in this church, so I'm so thankful. We have genius in the spirit. We have many good athletes. We have Super Junior. We have orchestra, which is the only Christian. Orchestra. Therefore, it is important to know the word of truth and to know about heaven, but it is more important to cultivate love. Only when we diligently circumcise our heart and accomplish love can we go into the heavenly kingdom and live there happily and forever. Mommy members are learning many things about the spiritual realm. You hear a lot of deep spiritual things. Also, through the prophecies given on this special occasion, you hear a lot of concerning the spiritual realm. And you experience them, right? So that you can understand, the spiritual realm truly exists. In my house, we have made a model of a part of New Jerusalem. Most of you have seen it and felt the beauty of New Jerusalem. If you go to heaven, our heaven is much, much more beautiful than this one. But we just tried to model of the part of New Jerusalem, okay? We cannot, you know, draw the beauty of New Jerusalem. How can we? But we try to, you know, make a model of what we understand from the Word of God, okay? But even if we know it this way, we can never know as clearly as we can when we see it firsthand in New Jerusalem. The happiness we can feel in New Jerusalem can also barely be imagined. After verse 11 of today's scripture, it says the level of understanding spiritual things on this earth is the level of children. In other words, it is deemed as we are looking into mirror. The doctors, even though doctors know, even though professionals know, it is just the knowledge of the children. No matter how many things a child knows, do you think he knows better than a doctor? who majored in? It's like that, okay? When we go to heaven, I mean, 2,000 years ago, the mirror was so blurred. Nowadays, the mirrors are so clean, right? But 2,000 years ago, mirrors are blurred. So that's why the Bible says, it is them as we are looking into mirror. When we go to heaven, we will understand everything so clearly and correctly. Why don't you just imagine loving and living with the Father God and the Lord? Even on this earth, if you love God and are loved by Him, you are so happy. You can feel the love of God to the extent that you love Him. Just remember the time of your first love. How happy were you? God the Father knows you and carefully watches over you among so many people. Just like two lovers care for each other. But, you know, those fleshly men lose their love when they got married, right? I mean, in the beginning, they are so happy. But most of the time, that love changes in the end. If they have kept that love for a long time, then how happy would they have been? But after the marriage, they lose their first love. And that's the problem. So, you must have spiritual love so that, you know, the longer, the better. Just like me and my wife, the president of Mom and Prayer House, and the senior pastor of this church. The longer years pass, the deeper our love becomes. Through GCN, I watched Daniel prayer meeting. And President of Mind Prayer Center said, when she came to me to see me, I said, I don't have time. Because I have an appointment with the congregation of this church. So many people are waiting for me. I cannot be late. So I am busy changing my clothes. So whenever she comes, I said, you know, I say, no, I'm so busy. If she comes earlier, she cannot come. So we have to make a promise before she comes to my room. You know, prior, 1 week prior or 2 weeks prior, that we keep the promise and I open the door. And I open the, I have the door open when it is time. We miss each other like this. Even though we see them each other, we see each other many times, we still miss them. We still miss each other. Our love hasn't changed. It is getting deeper and deeper. We didn't quarrel. We didn't misunderstand each other. We didn't have ill feelings. We gave whatever we had. When I had a lunch, I got a call from my wife. And she said, have a good trip to Israel. And she said, she cooked, you know, cold noodle specially for me. And she said, I want to buy something. So I said, tell me, what do you need? And she said something, and I said, okay. I didn't ask her how much it costs, but I just give her enough. I hope you will be like us, so that you can have happy family. I hope your love becomes deeper and broader between you and your wife or husband. God the Father knows you and carefully watches over you among so many people. If you pray, He answers you, and He always keeps you. He shows that He loves you in both in the big and the little things in your daily lives. If you are filled with love of God in your heart, you are just so happy even if you don't eat. So, I always told you, right? You know, I am so full of hope for heaven, so I am happy. Some people brought me snacks to me. Then usually they are the ones who don't listen to me and very well. I don't eat snacks between meals. Of course, I pray for them and then I gave to someone else. And I ate meal, a very small portion. But still, I am not hungry. Some people that I have a very special body. But you know what? My brothers don't get weight that easily. They're all slim. They are well fitted. But me, when I eat, I got weight. I believe I am so happy. I am so comfortable in my heart. I think that's why I got weight, you know, whenever I eat. In heaven, this kind of joy will last forever. Some people say they live their lives to eat. But it's opposite to me. Even though I don't eat, I am always happy. You will share this love forever, living with the Lord. When the bride meets the groom after being apart for a long time, just how great is her happiness? How happy she will be if she can live with her groom happily forever without having to be separated from him anymore. When we live in heaven, we can be in the bosom of the Lord, and we can talk to Him too. We can walk by the riverside of the water of life or along the flower rows with Him. When we go to heaven, what remains is only love. Only love is eternal. You love me, and I love you. We are happy, right? We still miss each other, even though we met. I heard so many people, you know, shedding tears, you know, because they miss me when they go to overseas countries. Even though they shake hands with me, they try to shake hands with me again. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will rejoice only with the fact that love is growing in your heart. We will continue to look into verse 11 in the next session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, suppose we are showing a computer to somebody who lived several hundred years ago. Could he understand the value of it? He could never understand it at all. Even though there is something very precious, it is of no use if we don't understand its value. Luke chapter 8, verse 10 says, "And he said, to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Can man of flesh understand the spiritual realm? Can novice believers can understand the things of the new spiritual realm? But they can understand if you continue to listen and listen again and again. I don't know about arts. I don't know about fine arts. I like, you know, the landscape. But some abstract paintings, I cannot understand them. Sometimes I go to many overseas countries and stay in a hotel, and there are many big paintings, but I can understand what it is about. The title has a bird, but I don't see any bird in that picture. But that picture is hanging in the wall. You know the professor Kim Byung-jung, who is the professor in Seoul National University, who was, who restored his injured arm after receiving my prayer. Well, the hospital said he would not recover from the injured arms in less than, 6 months. But after receiving my prayer, he was healed right away. He had exhibition, so I went there. But I couldn't understand any of his pictures. I didn't tell him that I am going there. If I said so, he would come to the exhibition place. But when I went there, he was there already. So I asked him, what kind of picture it is? What does it mean? He explained, but I couldn't understand. He said, he tried to picture what he had in his heart. But it was so expensive, too. In a small size, it cost like, $10,000 or $100,000. I didn't know anything about art, so I had a difficulty understanding them. But those pictures were sold in very high price. Likewise, if you cannot understand the spiritual realm, even if you read the Bible, you cannot understand them. But how easy and interesting it is if you can understand them. So, I hope you will pray a lot to understand them, okay? Jesus had pity for those people who didn't understand the gospel of the kingdom of heaven and who couldn't believe it. How great a blessing it is to know the secret of the kingdom of God. You know the secret of the kingdom of God. With eyes of spirit, you could see the value of love, which is the most valuable thing in the world. So, you lay aside all the worldly desires and run towards the heavenly kingdom. God deems those of you who are acting this way more precious than anything. But we should always check ourselves as to whether or not our hearts have become numb, and whether we are really accomplishing spiritual love to keep this blessing. If you have been a Christian for a long time, or if you have a higher position in the church, you should be awake even more. You have to check again and again whether you have more longing for spiritual love, and whether or not you are neglecting loving and serving others and humbling yourself. When we go to heaven, we will realize how exceedingly insignificant the things were that we had on this earth. We will also realize how great people are that who have accomplished love. Therefore, whether we are or whatever we do, we have to go back to love, which is the most important, the original, and the first thing. From now, I urge you to love God even more. I hope you will try to live by the word every day. This is to love God. Also, I hope you will try to seek others' benefit rather than yours own. This is to love your neighbors. So when the perfect comes, in other words, when we go into heaven, I hope you will be lifted up high. In heaven, we will get complete power and knowledge that cannot be compared with the things of this earth. But even that power and knowledge will be different according to the dwelling places. The same applies to the depths of love as well. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you may go into New Jerusalem, the most perfect place among many places in heaven. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you for your love and mercy. Father, let your message become faith and life in our hearts. Father, we learned spiritual love. Let us understand why love is the most precious thing and the most important in the whole world. Father, let us get away from the fleshly love, but let us accomplish spiritual love. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father. Please lay your hands on them. Give them power, power, power. Transcending space and time. Work on those who are attending this service through satellites and internet from all over the world in branch churches. And those who are attending this service through internet and all the GCN TV viewers, lay your hands on them. And Mami TV viewers and all the missionaries in overseas countries and the members of the branch churches in overseas countries, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and the most original light of creation. Father, protect them in this week. Let make everything prosperous. Let them receive blessing whenever come in or when they go out. Let them not borrow. Your children, please protect them from the enemy devil and Satan. Destroy the barriers of the evil spirits. Father, bless all the mission team. Father, please bless all the branch churches as well as this church. And bless and protect all home, business, and their family. Father, there is an election for the congressman. All the congregation, please make them not give up their election. With the love for this country, let them elect the most proper person. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.